So this is a different type of audio. It's a bit more laid back, and I kind of want you to use your imagination a little bit. You think you can do that for me? I think you can, because you're still listening. So I just want to talk about, you know, what it would be like bringing me on a date and what would happen if it went really well. Yeah, I think that'd be fun. And I've kind of been thinking about it for a while. It's kind of been a hot minute. Yeah, and I'm in a very particular mood right now. And I think that this is going to go really well. So let's just try. So I'm going to close your eyes and just use your imagination. So I would likely be wearing a dress. I always try to wear, you know, a dress or a skirt whenever I go on a date. For reasons you can probably understand. If it was summer, I'd likely be wearing like a shorter floral sundress with spaghetti straps or like a milkmaid type of neckline. I think I like those the most because I do feel like I look the prettiest in them. But if it was a more cool winter or like fall month, I'd probably just wear something like more slim fitting, darker colored like maroon or like a navy or just a black. It'd be, I think, like a velvet or a satin, something that, you know, you'd want to touch over with your fingers. Or you could just imagine me in something that would be your favorite. Would it be tight? Like skin tight? Or would it be flowy with easy access? Do you, when you think about what I'm wearing, are you thinking about what I'm wearing underneath? Or would it be just pointless to wear something because of how, what I would have gotten on the date? Maybe if you could imagine, would you want to slip your hand under my dress? Under the table or in the car on the ride home? Just to see if you were, if your assumptions were correct. And whether I'm wearing anything. I know I would be wet. But when you touched me, do you think that you would feel like a satin or a lace fabric, or would you just feel how slick my pussy was? So let's get back to imagining a little bit more. And okay, so the date went really well, and now we're back outside my place. I'd invite you in for like a nightcap, show you my apartment. I would probably turn on the record player, just put something low, unromantic, inoffensive, just to kind of have in the background. I would show you the little bar that I'm very proud of, actually, and offer you you a drink, and I'd try to make it for you to the best of my abilities. I'd make you what you wanted, or just get you what you wanted, and I would pour myself some red wine because that's my favorite. And if you listen to the Q&A, you probably know why. Yeah, then we'd be sitting on the couch and we'd be just drinking our drinks and, you know, talking to one another. It would feel like there's a buzz in the air, you know, like when you can feel something coming on. And I know that my cheeks would be like super flushed red and like the apples of my cheeks get really warm and my lips get really pink after drinking. And I just get really giggly, you know, so I'd be laughing at anything you said probably. I would definitely have butterflies and I would know like all through the night that I would have been touching you. I love to touch and just to feel, and when you'd make me laugh, I would touch your forearm or your thigh and I would lean closer and closer. I love, love, love to touch the back of a man's neck and just, you know, graze my nails along the skin there, and if there's hair, just slightly into it a little bit, and just like softly scratch. And I know that my attention would be entirely on you. Like, there would be music playing and there would be wine in my glass, but like, I would not be paying attention to them. They would come second to you. I'd be tilting my head and just listening to you talk about whatever. You could say anything and I'd be listening. And I would just stare at your eyes. I'm a huge fan of eye contact. So you would just see my eyes, which are like, when I drink, they get really glassy, so they'd probably be pretty glassy. They're round and dark brown, and I would just look up into yours, and I would keep them there for a little bit, but I think you could tell that I wasn't super listening to like every single word you were saying, and you'd watch my eyes like move from your eyes to your mouth and then back up, just to see if you caught it. And then eventually when you catch on and I see you doing the same, it would start to get to that point where you're just like itching to touch the other person. And we both know what's going to happen next, but we're waiting for the other person to start it. And I think I take initial charge of it. I would make the first move. I would keep my one hand probably on the back of your neck and just keep scratching gently, and the hand not touching your neck would go to the thigh closest to me. And I would make sure our eyes were still locked on each other, and I would politely wait for you to finish whatever you were thinking of before telling you that I had a really, really good time. And if it was okay with you, I would like you to kiss me. And then I'd fully let you just, you know, absorb what I said. And then I'd lean a bit closer and I would probably kiss. I'm a tease. I think we've learned this. But I would probably kiss the corner of your lips first. Like just one of the corners, and pull back. I'm only little, and I would look at you, and I do this thing where I rub my nose, like the tip of my nose against yours, and I would look up at you again, and then I would just kiss you properly. And it would be soft at first, you know. I think I'd want you to be the more impatient one. And again, I'm a tease, so I guess that makes sense. And I'd still have my hand on the back of your neck, and I would just move it slowly over your shoulder, and like over your trap, and then back to your neck, and then down, and just kind of go up and down, while the hand that was like on your thigh would slide upwards, like over your stomach and up your chest, and just smooth over your shirt. And I would just want to feel you. I would love feeling how warm you are and just the fabric of your shirt. And I would start to get like butterflies in my stomach. I already know it. And my nails would like slightly graze over you, but it would never hurt you ever, but it would just be a bit of a sharper sensation than just the skin of my fingertips. And if you weren't touching me and you were just kind of like maybe a bit nervous, I would want you to touch me. So I would take your hands and I would just kind of guide them to where I'd wanted them. And I love feeling hands on my waist and over my back, and I would just want to be completely overwhelmed in your hands. And this is where I kind of want you to start imagining a little bit more. I'm going to ask you some questions, and I kind of want you to imagine it. When I grabbed your hands, would you just keep them on where I put them, like on my waist and my back? Or would you move them? Would you move fast and be eager and move to grab my ass right away and yank me like right over your lap? Or would you be slow and gentle and just slow caresses? Would you be intimidated? Just think about that for a little bit. Well, while your hands were groping me or just lightly touching me, I think I'd like to start to kiss you a bit more intentionally. And I love kissing with tongue. It's one of my favorite feelings ever. I love the feeling of someone's tongue over mine. But I wouldn't get ahead of myself, you know? I'd probably lightly let go of your lips gently. So light that you might not even be sure if I actually did it. But then I'd go for it a little bit more. And I would wait to feel yours back on mine. At this point, I'd probably start moaning a little bit because that's just how much I love it. And I just want to know if you liked it that much, if I moaned over your tongue, and if I was like whimpering against you a little bit, would you like it? I know I would love to feel like your breath getting hotter, and if you moaned back, if you moaned back, I would definitely start moving a bit more and just trying to speed things up. And this is where I think the teasing would start to stop, and I would just get more eager and more desperate. And I think you'd like that, knowing that you have me kind of right where you want me. And I would just be like panting into your mouth and wanting you closer and closer to me with significantly less clothes in between us. And I would start to push you back a little bit just so your back's like right up against the couch. And I would definitely crawl into your lap. That's kind of a signature move of mine. And I really, really love eye contact, if you couldn't get it by now. I would just want you to watch me. Just keep your eyes on me. I guess I just love the attention that you would give me, and you'd probably be breathing a little bit heavier now, and so would I, and my legs would be on either side of your thighs, and you'd feel how bad I wanted you when you'd feel like the heat of my pussy against your cock, and I would feel it hardening in your pants. And I would definitely grind over your dick and act like it was a complete accident, like I didn't completely mean to. And I'd ask if this was okay. And when you'd said yes, I'd go back to kissing you. And my hands would definitely be more aggressive and feeling more of you and maybe squeezing as well. Like your neck, your shoulders, your chest. I love, love, love to feel just a man's arm. So I would just have my hands running over your arms, and I would want your hands to do the same and just be over my back and my hips and my waist. And like at this point, would you be grinding against me? Like, would you be using your hands and holding my hips or my ass and just guiding me over you? And when I'm just whining against you and biting against your lower lip or just letting you look into my mouth, I would, if you were doing that, I would definitely need way more of you, and I would probably be just like feeling every single hair stick up on its end, and I'd be reaching that carnal feeling that you have in your gut when you just want to tear the other person's clothes off. I'd pull back from your lips, and I would just press small kisses down your cheek, over your jaw, and maybe I would nip at your ear a little bit if you were into that, and I'd kiss your neck, and I would just take your hands and fully put them under my skirt, and I would let you play there. I'd hope that you would grab my ass, squeeze me, and use them to hold me against you, and as you would just make me grind over you. And I would definitely gasp if you gave my ass cheeks a little slap, or I would gasp. I would maybe giggle a bit taken by surprise, but I would just want you to enjoy exploring me, whatever that meant. And I would want you to touch me in every way that you'd want to. I would pull back from kissing you and look you in the eyes, and my hand would drag over your chest and to your pants and just firmly pet over your cock. And I was just thinking, would you move your hips against my hand? Would you start feeling like you just you know, wanted to shove me face first into the couch and press my cheek against the cushion, and maybe you'd rip my thong off and do with my pussy what you wanted. Would you lick over me, or would you make me take your cock? At this point, I would be dripping and you would be able to slide right in, and I would just whimper and gasp and feel you stretch me out. But I'm the one telling you what to imagine, so now you have to listen to my fantasy. I would keep my eyes on yours as I felt over your dick, and I'd take your hand, and I think I would kiss over your fingertips and maybe lick them gently if it seems that you'd like that. And my mouth would definitely be really wet and honestly probably near drooling, and I would lick over your thumb, gently sucking it in my mouth a little bit, maybe swirling my tongue over it before just letting, I would take your hand out of my mouth and I would just kind of drag it down, you know, over my throat, over my chest, and over my stomach, and sliding all the way down the front until I would slide my panties to the side and let you feel how wet I am. And I would grind over your hand down on it, and I would really let you feel me. But it would just be for a moment before I, like, at this point, I know I would just drop to my knees and I would start taking off your pants, and I'd actually let you finish taking them off for me. And I would also tell you to take your boxers off. And while on my knees, I would take you in my hands and just pump you a little bit. And my mouth would be like gaping open as if I was like waiting to be fed by you. And my tongue would probably start to poke out a little bit. And my lips would be so glossy. And I would just be so fucking eager to have you in my mouth. Like, I know I would just be under you and I would be looking up at you, and my hand would just slowly jerk you off, and I'd start by licking along the shaft on both, like on all sides, and I would avoid the head of your dick as much as I could, and I would just start mouthing over it, and I'd let my hand touch what couldn't fit in my mouth, and I would want you to start feeling a bit antsy, a bit frustrated. I would want to see like your eyes burn a little bit, and I want you to get to the point where you just want to take the back of my head and just force your cock down my throat, but you wouldn't, and I wouldn't say anything if I saw a look in your eyes, but I know I would smile, and I would just keep licking and mouthing and drooling over you, knowing that it's what you want to do, but you're not going to. And I'd take your hand, and I would put it probably on the side of my head and just like hold my cheek and just have your thumb over my cheek, and I'd probably nuzzle my face into it a little bit, and then I would just let you watch me take your cock in my mouth as far as I could go, and I would try to keep my eyes on you and lock eyes with you as you hit the back of my throat, and I think they might tear up a little bit. I'd get a little glassy-eyed, but I would do as much as I could to keep my eyes on yours and just maintain that eye contact. And my tongue would just stick itself out and lap over. And I would just, you know, swivel my head and lap over it and bob my head and try and take you deeper than the last time. And now I kind of want you to think again. Would you like it if I choked on you a little bit? Would you like the feeling of, you know, of my throat kind of closing up as I gagged? Or do you like the sound of me gagging and needing to take a breath as I pull myself off of it and just watching strands of spit still beating from my mouth? And I think I would look really pretty, and I think if I think I would, I think you would as well, and I know after I gagged, I would probably laugh a little bit, and I would definitely be blushing before just continuing, and I would want to know how I was doing, and looking at you, and I would try and read you, and my head would be probably tilted, and my hair would have to be pushed back over my shoulders, and I would stroke you with both of my hands, or maybe one is playing with your balls if you like that. I would be waiting for any type of feedback or instructions. I'd ask if it felt good as I looked over, you know, the head of your dick, and I would gently suck on the frenulum, and or maybe you would want me to do something more, and if you did, I would do it. I'm a very good listener, so I would do anything you asked me to at this point. I'm really sloppy when I give head, so I'd want to make sure that you were as slick as possible, and my mouth would be so warm and so wet, and I would move my tongue and my lips over you, and I would have spit coming down my chin and over my cheeks and my hands, and your balls would probably be just as wet because I think we both know that I would put them in my mouth if you liked it and if you wanted me to. And I do this thing when I give blowjobs on my knees where I subconsciously start moving my hips as if I was riding you. It's almost like I'm like my clit's begging to be touched, and like that's kind of something that helps a little bit with that pressure. And I would eventually start to feel so achy, and I would feel like my pussy had its own pulse, and I would just need your cock in me. And I would pop my mouth off of you, and I would stroke you as I stood up, and I would begin to take off my dress and my panties. And how do you think I would do it? Do you think I would make it sexy for you and keep my eyes on you? Clearly, eye contact is a thing for me, so would I keep my eyes on you as I pulled my dress over my head? Am I wearing a bra? What would you want it to look like? Is it the cheer? Is it something that you could see my hard pink nipples show through? Would you want to put them in your mouth? Tease them with your teeth and tongue until I whine and beg you to stop because you've made them so, 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 so sensitive. Well, now you have the image in your head, I'll tell you how I'd actually do it. I'd start by standing ahead of you and just turn around, and I would lift the bottom of my dress off and just bend over a little bit just so you can see me take off my thong and just slide it down my legs and step out of it. And I would turn around, and I would look a bit, I guess coy would probably be the best word. And I would like fight back a smile, like I was trying to hide it, not try to egg you on a bit. And I guess I'm a performer at heart, because I think that would be kind of giving you a bit of a show. And I would pull my tits out of the neckline of my dress before taking it off, and I would just kind of play with them a little bit for you and just trace the slope of them with my fingers. And I'm just thinking, would you want to see me play with them a bit more and just grab them with both my hands, or pull and squeeze at my nipples? Or would you want me to be gentle with myself and just give you the opportunity to be rough with me while you watch me be soft with myself? Just thinking about it, it's like driving me crazy. Okay. And then I'd slide down the straps of my dress, like, and pull my arms out of the sleeves, or I would just slowly push the dress down past my waist and my hips and over my thighs, and I would just let it hit the floor, and then I would just be fully naked. I would be fully bare for you, and I would be ready for anything that you would give me or let me take. And okay. So now let's have a bit more fun. Let's imagine how I would get back to you. Would you want me to walk up to you slowly and just straddle you immediately and take your dick inside of me? Or would you want me to go slow? Because I could slow down. Maybe if you really want me to, I would go on all fours on the carpet and just slowly crawl. Slowly on my knees and my hands as I inch closer, and then once I reach you, I would just start kissing at your thighs and moving up, and my tongue and my lips pressing kisses all over your skin until I'm like sitting over you. I would. I'd crawl for you, to you, if you wanted me to. But you would just have to ask. But yeah, so now I'm on you, and I'm straddling you. And oh my god, I would want you to touch me so bad. Oh, fuck. I would want your hands and your lips and your teeth and your tongue and just you. Everything that you could give me, I would want. I would take your cock in my hands and I would give it some strokes as I kissed your jawline again. I love doing that. Oh my gosh. I love doing that. I would kiss down your neck and I would maybe gently scrape my teeth along the side of it. And you would definitely be able to like feel my breath over your skin, and I'd position you so your cock is just over my clit, and I would just grind down over you just before tapping and rubbing the head of your dick against my clit. And I don't think I would be able to help it at that point. Fuck, like I do want you so bad. I would just whimper. I would probably even pout even right before I just stop playing with both of us and just fully fucking sink down on you. And oh my god. Okay. Oh, okay. I'm not even fucking doing anything. I'm just thinking about it. Oh my gosh. Okay. I don't think that there would be anything that would just beat the like initial feeling. Like I would definitely like gasp and like probably grab onto you, maybe dig my nails in a little bit into your biceps or your shoulders, and just like the initial stretch is like feeling your cock fill me to the brim and just stretch me to fit is just always so fucking good. And I would be way too pent up at this point. I would don't know if I would be able to stop. Like I would immediately just start bouncing on you, and I would have to like stabilize myself on your chest or your shoulders, and my tits would probably be bouncing right ahead of you and just like matching the pace of me as I just like moved up and down, and I would just look down at you and watch my pussy envelop your cock, and watching my pretty pussy just bounce on you, and you would be able to hear how wet I am. You would just see like a ring of cream around your cock, and I'd ask you how you liked it and if I'm making you feel good, and if you'd like it better if I was just moved back and forth, or if you'd want me to stay riding you like I am with the bouncing. And I would just grab my tits and hope you'd follow me, and you know, with your hands or with your mouth. And I would just, I want to know actually, would you lick and bite over my tits with your mouth, or would you squeeze them? Or would you just be putting your mouth anywhere that you could reach and taste me? Or would you just be gentle and just feel how soft I was under your hands? And I think I would ask you if you could take control and just fuck me and just show me how much you want me. And I think you would like that. And from there, I'd let you manhandle me any way that you'd like. And this is where I want you to imagine again. Would you, you know, push me onto my back with my ankles like dangling over your shoulders as you fuck into me? Or would you take the rougher approach and fuck me face down and force me to arch my ass for you? Would you make me look at you from over my shoulder and keep my eyes on yours as you just watch me basically just melt as you made me come? Well, in my fantasy, I would want to be on my back for you, and I would want you to be able to see all of me, from like my hair spread over the cushions to my chest like flushing pink from all like the moaning and the whimpering and all of that. And I'd want you to hold me from behind my knees, like use your hands, or even just on my thighs. The back of my thighs would be really nice, and hold them spread for you. And I'd want you to be able to look at your cock slide into me, and I'd want you to be able to see my pussy just take it, and I'd want you to watch it get a bit puffier and pinker as you used it, and I'd want you to watch me just bounce my tits with every thrust that you gave me, and and watch my eyes, like, roll back when I feel you just so fucking, like, inconceivably deep inside of me. And I would need my clit touched, and I would slide my hand, like, down my body, and I would make a bit of a show for it because I knew you were watching. I would circle my clit while you fucked me, and I'd want to get myself so fucking close to coming that you can feel it. Like, you can feel me, like, start to flutter around you. And I would get myself as close as I could before I just stopped right short of it. And I would just fully let you finish making me come from there. And at this point, I would be, like, rambling, like you've heard me before. And I would be asking you to make me come or to let me come. And I'd be whispering it, like, so fucking desperately. Like, you know, I'd be like, please, 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 please. I would do all of that like I do in all my other audios, where it's just like pathetic whimpers and just pleading with you to make me come. And then when you feel me just clenching around you, you'd know that I was finally coming for you, and you'd be able to watch my eyes just shut and my jaw just fall open as I moaned and then I whimpered. And I would definitely be heavy breathing a little bit and panting. Yeah, I would want you to come after that and let you feel what I've been feeling. I would want you to feel so good, and I would just start talking to you at this point, but with purpose, like not the nonsensical pleading and just whimpering I usually do. And I'd be asking if you felt good, if you liked the way my pussy felt for you, if you could feel how wet I was. And you would just be able to watch me lay there dripping for you, and I would tell you how good your cock made me feel and how I love the way you're fucking me. I love how deep you are inside me. And when you start to give me that warning that you're about to come, I would become so fucking insufferable with how bad that I'd want you to. And I would just be begging for you to come inside of me and how much I'd want you to. I would want you to fill my pussy up and then watch it drip out of me. And I would want to feel every single fucking thing you gave me. And when you finally come, I would be a bit consoling. Like, I would tell you about how good you did and how I know it felt good. And it felt so good for me too. And I would likely ask you to do it again. Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah, I would ask you to do it again. And I would mean every single word, like nobody would fuck me the way that you could, and I know that. But now we're at the finish line of our date, and it went well, and you fucked my brains out, and you came in me, and based on how well you did, I would definitely want to see you again, and I'd want to make you come again, and maybe next time if you wanted, you could eat me out, because fuck, like, I want you to, and I'd only been thinking about it ever since you had your tongue in my mouth, and I know you would drive me fucking crazy, but overall, I think the date went really well. What did you think? Did we have, like, a similar fantasy, or would it play out differently if you were in charge, or if this was fully your fantasy? But yeah, that's the end of this. Please let me know what you think about it. And I would love to hear, you know, your thoughts on this type of audio. I know it's a bit different, but I had a lot of fun with it. And I think I'll keep it up and just kind of think of different scenarios and just kind of freestyle it and just talk about, just take it a bit differently, I think. Let me know what you think. And thank you so much for listening, as always. Have a good rest of your day.